For the first time since 2010, the Alaska State Legislature has wrapped up in 90 days. With Republican majorities in both chambers, they passed legislation big and small. They advanced an in-state gas line project and also put together a financing program to truck natural gas from the North Slope to the interior. But the most important piece of legislation they passed was a bill cutting oil taxes. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that it's a priority that Governor Sean Parnell has fought for throughout his administration.
Sunday was a good day for Governor Sean Parnell. For years, he's pushed for lower taxes on oil companies only to be blocked by a bipartisan coalition in the Senate. This legislature, things were going to be different. That coalition had been obliterated after a number of members lost their seats in the wake of redistricting. Now, Republicans had control of both chambers. This weekend, Parnell finally got to watch lawmakers pass a plan that he says will put more oil in the pipeline.
We're in a place now where we are competitive by every measure from independent experts. Therefore, we ought to have some new investment and new production for our people.
The final vote on Parnell's legislation came from the Senate just hours before the legislature was scheduled to gavel out. The bill essentially scraps the current tax regime, known as ACEs. Senator Anna Faircloth, an Eagle River Republican, carried the bill. She argued that the tax cut would encourage more investment and more oil production in the state.
I'd say it's a step forward in doing what's right for our kids and for the next generation.
While a dozen senators voted for it, Faircloth was one of just two who spoke in favor of the oil tax change. The votes had already been counted, so the floor session gave those against the bill, like Anchorage Democrat Hollis French, a space to offer their swan songs for the present tax structure.
I'm very concerned that this bill may bankrupt the state. I know in my heart this will lead to an income tax. I know in my heart this will lead to the loss of our permanent fund dividend. Okay. I know for a fact that's beyond contention this will lead to greater profits for the oil industry.
A number of the opponents used fiscal responsibility as a reason for fighting the bill. The bill creates a tax ceiling of 35%, which is offset by a per barrel credit that shrinks as the price of oil goes up. At forecasted prices and rates of production, the Department of Revenue expects the bill to lower taxes by at least $3.5 billion over the next 5 years. Some legislators suggested that the price tag would be even greater. Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, pointed to an analysis determining that the state would have lost $2 billion if the new tax rules were applied to just last year's production in Prudhoe and Kuparik. Bill opponents also rebutted arguments that oil production would go up if Alaska competed with states with lower tax rates, like North Dakota and Texas. They said that Alaska's production decline began well before ACEs was implemented. They said it's technology, not taxes, that's causing the boom in shale-rich states. And they characterized anecdotes that oil industry workers were leaving Alaska as misleading. Anchorage Democrat Bill Willikowski noted that the number of oil industry jobs was at an all-time high, according to the Department of Labor.
Companies are not fleeing Alaska. Jobs are not fleeing Alaska. Investment's not fleeing Alaska. Those facts are provably wrong.
In response, Faircloth described those figures as inflated. She argued that Alaska has a distorted view of the North Slope economy because companies can earn tax credits through capital expenditures. Those credits let them buy down the tax rate by putting more money into Alaskan oil fields. The bill that passed on Sunday removes them.
The industry has figured out that the best thing that they can do with their money is spend money, and it'll reduce the tax rates that they pay on the North Slope.
The bill ultimately passed 12-8, with Democrat Donnie Olson of Golovin joining a block of Republicans. Coastal Republicans Bert Stedman and Gary Stevens voted no, along with the rest of the Democrats. The new tax system will go into effect in 2014. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
The legislature also approved a $2.2 billion capital budget this weekend. It was expected to be a vehicle for a comprehensive multi-year education package that was frequently discussed by leadership, but that package never showed up. Some controversial legislation was also dropped in the final days, with action delayed until next year. The House hit the brakes on a bill that would limit Medicaid funding for abortion after it passed the Senate. The Senate kept a bill that would advance the Kinnick Arm Bridge project in committee after the House decided to hand control of the proposal off to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation in the wake of a damning audit. But with a total of 71 bills passed, this legislature moved nearly twice as many bills as the previous one did over the first session.